This is Tri-States Public Radio News. I'm Emily Boyer. In celebration of Independence Day, you may have sought out a fireworks show. As you watched the night sky, there was a team of pyrotechnicians working on the ground to ensure the show went off with a bang. Monmouth College chemistry professor Brad Sturgeon is part of a four-man team that puts on professional fireworks shows across the Tri-States region. He says the 4th of July is the busiest time of year for them. He's been with J&M Displays for 6 years. The company handles the Independence Day celebrations in Monmouth, Macomb, and Bushnell, just to name a few. Sturgeon says there's two ways to do a show, manually or electronically. His team e-fires, which means they spend most of the day setting up for the fireworks show that night.
When you hand fire, you have to sort of dig in anywhere between 10 and 20 different mortars into the ground, and you reuse those. For an electronic show, every shell that we fire has its own separate mortar, and each one is separately connected to what we call an e-match. And that electronic match then will ignite that shell. And so it's a lot more work to do a setup for an e-fire show, but it's much safer. We're not anywhere near the pyro when it goes off. And you have a lot more control over the show, where every shell has its own mortar. We make fan arrangements. We orient them differently, and so we kind of, I think of it as more fill the space above the crowd.
What's the difference between the size and shells? What does that impact?
You know, the basic shells, I mean, you see things like what we call salutes, which are the ones that are very loud and just a bright flash, and oftentimes will set off car alarms. Really, you can feel those. That's a pretty simple shell, but then you can go into bigger shells that are what we call shape shells. And so we can do hearts, we can do clovers, we can do happy faces. Actually, one of our favorites is a cube. The nice thing about a cube is, you know, this is a sphere that's moving. Depending on the orientation of a happy face, it may land so that it's in the plane of your view and it just looks like a line. But with a cube, no matter where you see it, it's always a cube. A lot of times they're round shells, but we also have ones that we refer to as sausages. So they're sort of tubes. And so a lot of times those will have two or three different things in them. So when you're in the audience looking at these the fireworks, if there are multiple effects, you know, if something comes up and when it detonates, we call it the break. So after the break, it may send out, you know, some willows. And then at the end of the willows, it may then crackle at the end, right? So that's sort of a two-stage. So you need to have a bigger shell in order to package more of that material into the shell. When you look at a shell, it really is a sphere, but at the very bottom of it, there's what's called the lift charge. And so it looks kind of like an ice cream cone. So it's shaped like an ice cream cone, but the lift charge is in the bottom. Lift charge, when it burns, it produces a lot of gas and a lot of heat, and that gas and heat as it leaves the tube essentially launches it. So it's pretty neat to look at the details of it and to think about sort of the physics and the engineering and the chemistry that goes into it. And so I think that's one of the things that attracted me to do this. And, you know, I get to sit right underneath them too, so it's kind of fun.
Is it a good view up close?
It sometimes gets a little bit hairy. You know, one of the things we do with our shows is we always shoot for 20 minutes. And the thing is anything more than 20 minutes, people are going to lose attention. And actually, that's a general rule in teaching as well. This kind of strategy in doing the show really is what makes it an art. And sort of doing some shells that are really not that pretty, you know, like a 3-inch shell. Oh, that was kind of nice. Well, then you launch a 4 and you're like, ooh, that's really nice. But if we had just done the 4, you might not have realized comparatively that it was that interesting. So, although everybody loves a shape shell, yeah. The hearts and things like that are usually pretty good.
And do you have a favorite personally?
Well, yeah, actually, there's one that looks like a ponytail. So I love the willows. Right. I mean, the willows are nice. They kind of...
I think that's my favorite.
Is that right? So, yeah, the ponytail, though, is that it sort of all comes together in a single grouping. So it's very directional, and it's sort of a directional willow.
Ooh, ah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying when I'm in back there, yeah. So
I was going to ask, you know, what makes the finale so special? What do you do differently on your end to really signify that the show's concluding?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when the finale goes, you know it. Again, the rhythm of a show, you want to sort of, you know, do some nice shaped shells and other sorts of things. And then maybe do some, you know, sort of a barrage of the larger salutes that kind of start shaking the cars. And so sometimes people will applaud, like, oh, that's really good. And then the finale comes. You asked me if it ever gets scary or whatever, but at the end where we're firing some multiple racks of all sorts of stuff, there's a lot of action out there, and it there's a lot of things falling out of the sky on top of us.
That is Mark Sturgeon from Monmouth. He works for J&M Displays and helps create professional fireworks shows throughout the Tri-States region. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.